This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So Rob Perez on Twitter is wondering, he's asking the question of everybody here, what are the longest 5 minutes? He's got five rankings here. The longest 5 minutes are they microwave minutes? Are they almost Friday at 5 o'clock minutes? Are they test result minutes? Are they plane delayed minutes? Or are they day before game seven or day of game seven minutes? If you have any other nominees, feel free to send them to us. Longest 5 minutes there are.
Or commercial breaks.
I'm sorry, Christine Lisi, you were saying.
Finally, yesterday, Kanye West tweeted out video of himself peeing on one of his Grammys. Speaking of urine-soaked glorified paperweights, here's Dan Le Batard.
Wow. What? I am not a paperweight. They don't make paperweights in my size. Let's do the BCS rankings. This is Billy, Chris, and Stugatz. What do you need from me? Is there fanfare? Is there something to... I forgot how we do this segment.
I don't even know if we have imaging for the segment. Oh, we did. Very good. All we need from you is to scream out the numbers, okay?
But it's not in reverse orders. The way you guys do it, how many numbers am I screaming out?
11. We've expanded. We have exciting news this year with the BCS. We've expanded from 6 playoff teams to 7 playoff teams. So we are at 7 right now. How about that, Dano?
Okay, so number one. We start with number one. The number one ranked team in the BCS rankings is?
Dan, the number one team in this season's first week of the BCS rankings. The frontline workers, doctors, nurses, waiters, Uber drivers, caddies, and teachers have led the country in GTJDWWNITM, getting the job done when we needed it the most.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We start out with just some straight pandering. Very good. Easy. Raise your hand to your ear. That will be undefeated and will end the season ranked number one, one would imagine.
Right now, they're in the driver's seat, Dan, to make the 17 playoff.
Yep.
Thank you, Billy, for that elaboration that was even more fundamentally useless than everything you said before that. Number two, the number two ranked team in the BCS ranking.
The Memphis Tigers, Dan, 1-0, big win against Arkansas State. They lead the country, and we are very metric-oriented here at the BCS. Billy, Chris, and Stugatz, we love our metrics and stats. Memphis leads the country at DSOTT. Don't sleep on the Tigers.
So Clemson doesn't lead the okay, never mind.
Nope.
Number three, Chris, what is the third ranked team in the BCS rankings that are being unveiled right now?
Dan, number three, the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns went on the road, beat Iowa State. They are very strong in BWOTSSF, which of course means best win of the season so far. Also, watch out for their HAEGOTRABARO. Has anyone else gone on the road and beaten a ranked opponent?
Okay. And it's just a question.
They're the only ones.
You can look it up, but it's just a question. You're just asking.
That's right.
Number four, the fourth ranked team in the unveiled first ever this season BCS rankings. Number four, Billy.
Dan, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. They have a very strong WKTAG. We know they are good. Plus, YCLTGYDP. You can't lose the games. You don't play, Dan.
Right. Alabama's in the same position. Right?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as strong as Ohio State.
Yeah. Evidently yes. Not. Yeah. Yeah. Number five, the fifth-ranked BCS team.
The Clemson Tigers, Dan. 1-0, perhaps a little bit low here at number five. They lead the country in a bad metric. BSOTWKTD. Beat someone other than Wake Forest, the Deeks.
Number six, the sixth-ranked BCS team is?
Ah, BYU, 1-0, Dan, a strong performance week one. They're number one in the country in BTHHOON, which of course is they beat the holy hell out of Navy.
So how does this work? Do you guys feel the need to go as soon as we start?
I think before you deliver the ranking, you have to say ah.
Okay.
You know,
right. So it's like a doctor, asking you to open your mouth so he can check your tonsils. He's asking you to.
The ah enhances everything. This is the 17. This is important, Dan. This is the 17.
All right, 7 of 11. Yes. Number 7, Stugatz, or who is doing number 7?
Billy's got number
7.
Billy,
what's number 7?
I'm going to handle 7, Dan, and this is a very important team because if the season ended today, this would be the last team in the expanded playoffs. So number 7, Notre Dame. Right now, Dan, they're 1-0, and they have a very strong WBMIIYBDIB. We'd be more impressed if you beat Duke in basketball, but also ALYBSWHOBJWTSTFBKTBT. At least you beat someone we've heard of, but just wait. There's still time for Brian Kelly to blow this.
Roy has put in the chat that the last 5 minutes of any basketball game probably deserves to be in the conversation.
So does this.
Longest 5 minutes.
I like the microwave. Anytime you're staring at the clock, that usually takes the longest.
Number 8. What is the 8th
ranked
team?
So we have arrived here, Dan, at the OLI, if you remember from last year, the outside looking in. Excuse me for a second. I get choked up every time we debut the OLI, the first outside looking in. Yeah. So at number 8, again, these are teams on the outside looking in. We have Army. The Cadets, Dan. 2-0. OTWTW. Only team with 2 wins, and they lead the country in TYFYS. Thank you for your service.
Why did you make Army the Cadets? Did you just get caught up in the air and just not know?
I thought they were the Knights. I guess you can refer to them as Cadets.
Yeah, I have no idea why I did that. I think at one time they were the Cadets. I could be wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that that was just a pivot and that you once thought that Alejandro Villanueva was once Alejandro Pena as well.
Yeah, a setup guy for the Braves. You're right. We are at number 9 here, Dan. OLI, by the way.
Number 9, outside looking in. What do we have?
Side note, if you're microwaving something for more than 5 minutes, you don't want to be eating that anyways. Number 9, Dan, Oklahoma, 1-0. Great start out of the Big 12. You'd think they might be higher, but they lead the country in WKATLIITF, which of course means we know a terrible loss is in their future.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Should you be microwaving anything for more than 5 minutes? And then eating it. Number 10, what do we have here at number 10?
Dan, right now, number 10, it's the first team in the OLO. New this season, it's the outside looking out. Number 10 right now.
New wrinkle.
Is Miami. They're 1-0, they play Louisville this Saturday. They lead the country in LOWOBPTTQIRGBINSY. Looked okay week one, but people think their QB is really good. But I'm not sure yet. Saturday is the WW game, Dan. That's when we find out who's who.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's a who's who
it's
game.
A big one, yeah.
Wow.
The Canes could shoot up the rankings.
Congratulations, Mike. You seem very excited to be in this top 10.
We've lost this game every year for the last 16 years.
The who's who's game, yeah.
Oh, I'm super excited. I want to climb in the BCS. Yeah.
Number 11, the final of the – what a weird ranking. 11 teams. Okay, number 11.
This is the final team, Dan. The Florida Gators out of the SEC. They lead the country in TJSILATNSWIIYAMANW. There's just something I like about them. Not sure what it is yet. Ask me again next week. How about that?
There's just something, okay. Yes. And it turns out after our crack research staff looked it up. The Army Black Knights football team, previously known as the Army Cadets.
Stugatz was right.
Yes!
Holy Stugatz was right.
Congratulations to all the teams in the weird top 11 to start the season that Liz promises to change. I hope that segment gets shorter as it evolves.
Like it longer. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and the Big Suey on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So what we're doing with the digital-only stuff, the local hour, the post-game show, Big Suey, they're all shadowy underworlds. They all are places where you will find something different than what you find here for 2 hours a day nationally on terrestrial radio. Today, on the Big Suey, is something that you want to check out. I don't want to tell you too much. I am simply promising you that it is interesting because I did not think, Stugatz, that there was a new way to do sports radio. I didn't think that there was a way for someone, anyone, to break the form. That to be, you know, there's so many people right now dining at the trough. Many of you are probably tired of opinions, sports opinions. I'm not sure where many of you go to get what you believe to be the best and most informed sports opinions. But there are so many people doing this right now that it's crazy. So many people just giving you their opinion, taking hot takes. And on Big Suey today, we have basically form-changing personality, a form. You don't get them very often, Stugatz, where people come in and they change what's happened before them,
right,
and they change it in a way that makes it so that everyone is following them after that.
I didn't know I was on. That's interesting.
It's someone,
changing the format is what you were trying to say.
It's someone like you. No, yeah. It's someone like you. Okay. It actually is. So give me here, before we get to the origins of browbeaten, can you just give me the short one, please? The very short one, because we don't have a lot of show here left. Stat of the day.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day.
You may have noticed that Stugatz is even more distracted than usual. He's not. He's checked out here. He's watching golf.
Tiger, 3 straight birdies, U.S. Open. He's minus one.
Yeah, it's rare. It is rare for Stugatz we can't get his attention when golf is going on during the show. But the FedEx Cup recently, that was supposed to be a gimmicky thing, correct? Once upon a time, the FedEx Cup. Dustin Johnson, is he the one who won the FedEx Cup here recently?
Yeah, it's a bunch of tournaments, point system. The winner at the end gets, I think, $10 million.
No, it's $15 million, and it's our stat of the day. That represents more than all of Greg Norman's career earnings. A total gimmick sort of event where if you win it, you get more money in one sitting, $15 million, than Greg Norman made in his entire life. Playing golf. Why are you making a funny face, Chris Cody? What's the matter?
I mean, it's not a gimmick. It's their championship like system. It's like how they, other than their 4 major championship tournaments, it's their collective cumulative championship for the season.
I am saying that it was viewed once upon a time as a gimmicky type of thing, and it just paid out more than Greg Norman made in his career.
It's their BCS, Dan. Would you say that's gimmicky?
No. Right.
Not at all, Billy. Of course not. That is scientific. Can you guys tell me what you guys were talking about regarding Vin Scully? He has made his way to Twitter, and he's also selling a bunch of his stuff. He's having a bit of an estate sale. Billy, did you see anything on there that you found interesting as a real seam head?
Wow, I've never thought of myself as a seam head, Dan, but I think you hit it right on the seam head. Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything in particular on his list of things that are being auctioned. I just like the idea of Vin Scully auctioning off 61, 62, whatever it is, years of baseball memories and collections. And it just has me thinking, like, what would I want if I could get anything out there? What would I want as a piece of memorabilia? Not necessarily like Vin Scully related, right? And it'd be great if I had an answer for you, but I still haven't come to the answer of what it is that I would want out there. Do you guys have anything?
I don't love memorabilia. I'm not much of a hoarder or a collector on that front. And so I actually have stuff that probably has a good deal of value. I was cleaning my house out the other day, and I found a basketball signed by all the members of the 2006 Heat and a big, giant poster of all the people in the 500 club signed by the people in the 500 home run club.
That is funny because I was cleaning my house out the other day, and I found a basketball signed by the 2012 Miami Heat. You're jealous, aren't you?
Which one is more valuable? One of them's got a
LeBron.
One's got LeBron.
One has Antoine Walker.
One has Shaq and is older, though, I don't know what those things are worth.
I got LeBron in his prime, man.
Chris was talking about Vince Scully as well. What happened with him and Kornheiser, Chris?
Oh, I was listening to ESPN Daily a couple weeks ago, and Pablo had Kornheiser leave a voicemail for what his reaction was to the great Vince Scully joining Twitter.
Hey, so I saw where Vince Scully at 92 was going to go on Twitter. I guess that reduces the amount of people who are not on Twitter now to just me. Yeah, I'm not on Twitter, as you know. I'm not on the Facebook, as you know. I don't subscribe to the Hulu. I'm not, as Bill Belichick would say, on InstaFace. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't see any need to do that. I read newspapers. I watch television. I don't really need to have everybody screaming at me on Twitter. I'm old enough so that I listened to Vin Scully when he was in New York. Okay, before he went to L.A., and he went to L.A., I assume, in 1957 or 1958. It's possible I would go on Twitter if I reach Vin's age. Maybe I'll go on Twitter then, and then I would be boisterous. God, I would be boisterous on Twitter, because who's kidding who? If you're going to go on, you may as well go on, right?
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
That went exactly as I expected it to go. Mike Ryan just did a pantomime on how Kornheiser made that call, and it was using both hands, speaking into something being held by one hand and holding another thing to his ear so that he could hear the phone call, not merely a landline. He mentioned something pre-Brooklyn Dodgers. Our apologies, Christine Lisi. We interrupted you.
And finally, lions can't roar until they're 2 years old. How about that?
How about that?
I was not aware of that. Thank you, Christine. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Did you know that lions could not roar until they were 2 years old? Yesterday, we learned that cats do not speak to each other in meows. They are trying to communicate with humans. Always learning something about the animals around here from either the animal doctor or Christine Lisi. Wanted to actually, Stugat, to get into something super sportsy with you because it's one of the things that I always find interesting. Where beginnings are for developing talent and where endings are for talents that you think are the same but aren't. And what I wanted to talk to you about was, A, did you notice or did it feel like Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson have made something of an accuracy leap where they're going to grow as players? So what you've seen from them so far, and I know Arizona played San Francisco well both times last year as well, so you don't want to jump to any conclusions off of one game, but the position has changed enough that I think it's an eternal stain on the resume of Hall of Famer and six-time executive of the year, Bill Polian, that he could be that wrong about Lamar Jackson in a way that makes me question the science of all of it. When a guy who's that credentialed doesn't think a quarterback can be a quarterback, and he then becomes that quarterback, where it's
the
not
MVP.
It's not just the MVP, though, but he's getting better is my point. Right. It's not just that he's MVP. I believe that his accuracy now is something that I was not expecting. Because you could have actually questioned his accuracy some at Louisville, but with sculpting and with practice, these guys do get better in a way that you see it all the time. You see growth from players of that age. Lamar Jackson is not yet in his prime.
He was 58% completion percentage his first season. It jumped up to 66 a year ago. He won the MVP. This year, again, it's only a game, 80%.
Well, it looked to me, okay, over the last couple of years, that he is growing in his ability to throw the football, and Bill Polian didn't think he would be able to be a professional quarterback throwing the football.
I mean, whether it's fair or not, it's absolutely a stain on his career because several years after the fact, and an MVP after the fact, we're still bringing it up. And this is a multiple-time executive of the year.
He's built a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, justifiably so, I think. But yes, it's absolutely. And the reason for that, because it's not the first time an executive has been wrong. People in this room, I was wrong about Lamar Jackson because I was concerned about the accuracy problems. But it was the coded nature in which he said it at that time that really made that ring eternal.
But the thing that's most egregious about it isn't, to me, the coded nature. It's just how wrong it was. You're an expert in this field, and you got this so spectacularly wrong. You thought a guy who's best in the league at value at that position couldn't play the position because your six Executive of the Year trophies come from a quarterback who looks very different than that one. So that skews sort of your bias on how it is you look at these things, because Peyton Manning was the guy who got you those six Executive of the Year things.
I mean, 31 teams also passed on Lamar Jackson, and many of those teams did take a quarterback. So many GMs kind of whiffed on Lamar Jackson. He's the best player in that draft. And I mean, people, you know, the Jets took Sam Darnold, Josh Allen went. Every one of those teams could have had Lamar Jackson.
And he made his Hall of Fame resume, excuse me, during a time that Russell Wilson didn't really break the mold. Lamar Jackson is a trendsetter in this. So you can look, Bill Polian was from a time where Antoine Randall would be this amazing college athlete, and you stick him at wide receiver because that's what you do with all the inaccurate athletes at that position. They also so happen to be black. But, I mean, it's really the coded nature of the time. And you can't really expect a 70-year-old man to have the foresight that, oh, this is a transcendent talent that's going to change that position. He actually thought he had a chance of changing the wide receiver position.
You mentioned, again, the coded nature, and what I'm saying to you is everyone knows I'm woketard. I'm saying that the coded nature of what he did is less egregious than missing like that. Missing like that. It's not missing. It's not I need a different quarterback in a different position. It's I draft him later. Is that dude cannot play that position in that league.
You're right. But what Mike is saying, obviously, I know you know this, is it's not just saying he won't be a good quarterback. It's saying he'd be a better wide receiver. If you want to just say, hey, I don't think he's going to be a good quarterback, that's fine. I mean, you could say that.
Regardless, however that ends up playing out, for me, it continues to distort that isn't a science, because when a six-time executive of the year can miss like that, it stains everybody on how much expertise do you actually have about this guesswork that we're doing. But what I wanted to talk to you on the back end was something Bomani brought up after the Clippers lost that I had not considered, which is that we've seen the best of Kawhi Leonard because of what's happening with his legs. Because he's a lesser version of himself at 29. It makes you marvel at LeBron James all the more that what I'm about to say isn't a total overreaction to an early exit. But we can make the argument that Kawhi Leonard's prime is done, that Kawhi Leonard's body is not what it was, and it needs a lot of rest. And what you may have seen in the fourth quarter is that body at the, not necessarily the tail end of its career, but no longer in its prime.
It made me really respect what he did last year, because I just assumed he was hurt. And you heard that he wasn't 100% healthy last year. I mean, this guy used to be really athletic, and now he can barely slide a telephone book, which is a thing that actually exists. Look that up. Look it up. You can't slide a phone book underneath his vert. And a year later, after a pandemic forced rest, he's still moving around the same way. So athletically, he's not as gifted as he was.
I had not considered the idea that Kawhi Leonard is still in his 20s, and we've seen the best of him.
He's 29.
Especially what we were talking about a year ago. We were talking about, like, everybody was ready. Hey, if he wins another finals MVP with this team and the Clippers, everybody was ready to put him in the conversation with history's, you know, very best players. And here we are wondering, and I don't think it's an overreaction. Like, I normally would say, come on, that's hyperventilating. You're going to the extreme. You're being a prisoner of the moment. But I don't think it could be argued that Kawhi Leonard from the last two seasons, even while winning a championship, is what you remember in terms of physical gifts before the last two seasons.
I mean, career high in scoring this year. I understand exactly what it is you're saying. It just seems crazy to me because there is a good argument on the side of we'll never see Kawhi Leonard the same
but
again.
Stugatz, I'm not saying he's still not great. I'm just saying I'm asking you to consider something that I had not considered because, look, it seems clear. A historic exit with San Antonio. Popovich had none of those on his resume. Popovich gets hit with not being able to handle the health of that player. Then that player goes to unprecedented means to protect that body with load management because he's telling you, hey, my body cannot handle all of the rigors of this. And then you arrive at a fourth quarter to decide their season, and he gives you exactly 0 points.
The weekend starts today, and it starts with Bengals at Browns tonight. Oh, Mike, must win. Find out who's who. Both teams split their divisional matchups last year with neither team making the playoffs. The Bengals got Joe Burrow as the number one overall
it's
pick.
It's a who's who game?
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's a who's who game?
Tonight, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Thursday night football, a who's who game? Bengals, Browns, who's who?
And the Browns signed Kareem Hunt to an extension. Unlike last year, few people see the Browns making the playoffs, and per usual, lost their first game of the season in a 38-6 blowout by the Ravens. Cincinnati made their week one loss more respectable, losing 16-13 to the Chargers. Weekend starts today is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app.
We're going to update the polls here, but put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is Bengals-Browns tonight a who's who game? At Lebatard Show on Twitter. Remember, we got a post-game show after this, and you can get Big Suey and Local Hour digital exclusive hours wherever it is you get your podcast. Need you to do that. Rate, subscribe, and review so you can support this stuff that we're doing. A reminder, Stugatz and I are only being paid for these two terrestrial hours and a television show. Highly questionable. Everything else we're doing is totally free. We're doing that for you. So take
care. So support it.
So take care.
So just hit subscribe.
That's
for the love of God.
Even if you can't listen to it.
Yes, and then unsubscribe and then resubscribe and do all that great stuff.
Totally
do it for me and Dan. We're working for free.
And you know how much that one hurts Stugatz.
Oh!
At Lebatard Show on Twitter. Go ahead, Stugatz. ESPN doesn't even want this other stuff we're doing. They haven't asked for it. Never mind pay for it. They haven't asked for it.
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
At Lebatard Show on Twitter, is Jay Crowder more of a man than you are?
Oh, wow. All right. We're doing all week. Is Jay Crowder more of a man than you are?
I'm not doing the entire week. I went back to yesterday. It will take us through today. We have about 10 polls to get through, okay?
I think he's hitting 60% on wide open threes.
But it's not because of that. It's just look at him. His dad is also more of a man than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
78% of the audience said yes. 22% tough guys out there.
Yeah, all of you. Yeah, you're much more of a man than Jay Crowder, all of you.
Will Bam's block live forever? Oh, good question. 70% of the audience said yes. 30%, what are you thinking? Will people forget Bam's block if the Heat lose game two by 17 points?
Let's see. There seems to, these are not scientific polls, but this one might conflict with the other one.
64% of the audience said yes.
All right, so now where are we? It seems like everyone's canceled each other out.
I think the nation has Heat in game two.
Do you know the Larry Bird towel snapping visual we're talking about?
So sensual.
Yes. This is perfect. 69% of the audience said yes.
Nice.
Does Steve Ballmer love an amusement park? Of course he does. No one loves it more. 88% of the audience said yep. Scrolling up here, Pablo, Greeny, Suey Awards, Big Fat White Face, another Big Fat White Face, someone doesn't like Dan's TV show. Okay, here we go. Back to the polls at Lebatard Show on Twitter. Should the show be called Fitz in Spain? 55% of the audience said yes.
She has dared to suggest the question of whether or not the bubble champion should have an asterisk.
Oh, she took an L.
Yep. Should the show be called Fitz and Kane? 68% of the audience said yeah.
That's the first L Sarah's ever taken around here.
Mm-hmm. Is Sarah Spain trying to be Sarah Kane? 84% of the audience said yep. Did you know that lions can't roar until they are 2 years old?
They also can't make the playoffs.
Oh. 88% of the audience said no. They didn't know that. Should you microwave anything for 5 minutes? What? 71% of the audience said no.
Doesn't matter if I have the Chinese food in there for 5 minutes. There's always going to be a piece of it that's still cold.
You're right about that.
Put that on the poll, Guillermo.
Absolutely right about that.
Show, if you keep the Chinese food in the microwave for 5 minutes, is one of the pieces of pork still going to be cold?
I take the fork, I mix it up, knowing that the rice is usually cold, and still, for the life of me, can't get it.
Good job by Billy getting it up there, the poll, that is, getting the poll up there that quickly at Lebatard Show on Twitter. Dan asked the question. We'll answer it. Is Bengals versus Browns a who's who game? It's early, Dan, but 58% of the audience said yes, it is.
I'm telling you, a minute and a half, take it out, stir it, another minute and a half. Those 3 minutes are better than 5 full minutes without a mid-stir.
Wow.
Those are the polls.
That is amazing.
There's still going to be a cold chunk.
Something we didn't get to in the show, and there's not really time. Maybe we'll attack it in the post-game show. But Pablo Torre's ESPN Daily, really overproduced. Like super, super overproduced.
Hmm.
Like stop producing it so much.